Okay, it's kind of embarrassing how bad I am at budgeting.
Let me see your charges.
Ugh, fine.
You spent over $600 on takeout last month.
I can't cook. You know this.
Yes, I have had your disgusting food, but you're literally paying for a meal subscription on top of that.
Whoa, wait. That can't be right.
Look, just get Rocket Money. It shows you all of your expenses in one place and even tracks your subscriptions. And if there's a subscription you don't want, which for you, there are a lot you don't need, you can just cancel right in the app with a few taps.
So you mean I don't have to call anyone to cancel?
Nope. No hold times or anything. And they'll even try to get you a refund on some of the months of wasted money, which is a lot of money for you.
Okay.
And if you thought I was done, I'm not. The app can also help you make a budget that works for your income. Anytime you get close to your spending limits, it alerts you, so you know exactly where your money is going at all times.
All right, I'm in. What do I have to do?
Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple or Google Play stores.
And joining us right now is Joe DeGeneva, legal analyst, bar none. Joe, good morning. How are you?
Great.
So obviously the big story is this alleged wiretapping that everyone is talking about. Donald Trump tweets out that he's been wiretapped by the Obama administration. And of course, everyone has lost their minds. But here's a question. We have been having this discussion this morning that we're wondering did Donald Trump just use the wrong word with the use of the word wiretapping?
Yes. Here's what happened. Okay. And we now know this from multiple sources, which quote law enforcement officials and intelligence officials. He should have said electronic surveillance instead of wiretapping. Here's what happened. In June of 2016, the Obama Administration Justice Department applied for a FISA warrant, Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act, to monitor the phones and email and everything else of people associated with the Trump campaign in the Trump headquarters in New York and elsewhere. That warrant was denied, rejected by the court, the Foreign Intelligence Court.
And that's pretty rare, isn't it?
Yes, it is. They came back in October and applied for a warrant to surveil a computer that was inside Trump headquarters, Trump campaign headquarters, and that was granted. It was alleged that we know this from published reports, quoting intelligence officials, that computer was somehow related to a bank in Russia. Now, very important yesterday and been completely and purposely ignored by the press, Clapper on Meet the Press said, yes, quote, there was no wiretapping. He didn't say there was no electronic surveillance. Second, the most important thing he said yesterday was that as a result of all the surveillance, there was no evidence of collusion between the Trump campaign, its officials, and Russian operatives. Completely lost, unreported. No evidence of collusion. So what the hell are we investigating?
And that's a great question.
Well, and I think it's a great question. Also, a lot has been made of the fact that Trump says President Obama ordered the wiretap. Now, that's probably an inaccurate statement, doesn't mean his administration didn't do it.
Well, first of all, that probably is not correct. He probably didn't order it, but I can assure you he was aware of it.
Yeah.
If you're going to electronically surveil under the FISA Act the campaign, if not the person, of the opposite party's presidential nominee, I can assure you the president of the United States knew about it. And here's the other thing. Certainly his White House counsel knew about it. And if you think the White House counsel didn't tell the president, you know, you believe in all kinds of snow fairies and things. But the bottom line is this. The Obama administration knew through its Justice Department, Loretta Lynch, and we know she talks to just about anybody who'll get on a plane with her. She no doubt told the president of the United States and his entourage in the White House. The notion that the Obama administration, they put out this silly press release yesterday that the president never ordered the wiretapping of any Americans. It may be literally true, but he was aware of, and his Justice Department authorized the electronic surveillance of the president, the opposition candidate, presidential candidate. So it is now confirmed, and there's a story in the New York Times today about the president saying he's making up stuff about the surveillance. There is just unequivocal evidence on the record confirmed by law enforcement and intelligence officials that the Obama Administration Justice Department under Loretta Lynch sought electronic surveillance of Trump and his campaign. It is unrefuted anywhere. And for Jim Comey to come out yesterday and demand that the Justice Department refute the president shows just how crazy it was to keep Comey as FBI director. I mean, the guy's a madman. He's now denying. See, he's playing Q2, just like the New York Times. There were no illegal wiretaps. Well, Mr. Comey, was there legal electronic surveillance under FISA? You bet your bippy he won't answer that one.
You know, I looked at the timeline on this, and two things jumped out at me, Joe, and just I'd like to know your thoughts about them.
Sure.
In June of, we know that first request was made to the FISA court, which was rejected.
Mm-hmm.
And I went around looking, was there anything else going on of interest in June? And I noticed that happened to be about the same time that Bill Clinton and Loretta Lynch met on the tarmac in Phoenix.
Mm-hmm.
And then I looked at October, when the second FISA request came. And on October 31st, Hillary Clinton's campaign issued a tweet. It came under her tweet. Computer scientists have apparently uncovered a covert server link to the Trump Organization to a Russian-based bank. And then they sent out press releases on it.
Yeah.
Here are two events where the FISA court has some activity, and then we see other evidence of some really unusual things going on around the campaign.
Yeah. Well, see, from other things, we know that people in the Obama Justice Department were leaking information to John Podesta and others.
Exactly.
And there is no doubt that information about that computer at Trump headquarters, which may have been linked to a Russian bank, was leaked to the Clinton campaign by people in the Obama Justice Department. A felony. The disclosure of information contained in a FISA application, the disclosure of that information is a felony. So let's be serious here. Talk about deception and changing the subject and sleight of hand. The Obama administration, in the middle of a national campaign for president, authorized electronic surveillance of the Republican Party's candidate for president. Now, if that were a Republican doing it to a Democrat, the Democrats on Capitol Hill would be going crazy.
You bet
now,
they would.
The thing about this that is even more angering is the fact that Republicans don't know how to message this. They should be all over this.
True.
They should be demanding a grand jury. They should set up more committees to investigate Obama and what was done here. This is a scandal of immense proportions. What the Obama administration did in authorizing this electronic surveillance in the middle of a presidential campaign is nothing short of criminal. And I don't know what they're doing at the Justice Department. I hope we don't know, because there's so much going on secret that we're not supposed to know about. There needs to be a grand jury of the leaks. There needs to be a grand jury of this. And if James Comey doesn't like it, he should just leave. Do a public service to the country. Go see a psychiatrist and leave the FBI.
Right. Wow, how do you really feel?
Yeah, tell us what you really think, Joe. Listen, Joe, good stuff. I really appreciate you joining us here this morning with your thoughts.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com. RITERUG.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right Rug.